Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled, Our Final Boat is a Casket.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. With the coming of evening that same day, Jesus said to them, Let us cross over to the other side. And leaving the crowd behind, they took him, just as he was, in the boat. And there were other boats also. Then it began to blow a gale, and the waves were breaking into the boat so that it was almost swamped. But he was in the stern, his head on the cushion asleep. They woke him and said, Master, do you not care? We are going down. And he woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Quiet now, be calm. And the wind dropped and all was calm again. Then he said to them, Why are you so frightened? How is it that you have no faith? They were filled with awe and said to one another, Who can this be? Even the wind and the sea obey him. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. During the past few weeks, waiting for the death of a beloved brother, it felt like sitting in a boat with the wind and waves billowing all around us. We are no longer in control. We know our beloved has already set out for the other side. What we don't know is how long this journey will take. We also know Jesus is in the boat fully present, even as seeming to be asleep. Reaching the other side is his moment. At our request, Jesus tells the storm to be silent, to be still. And I feel he is telling me, as I learn to wait and trust more, to be quiet, to be still. The question is, can I wait? Can I trust this journey? Can I trust God? Can I trust myself? The challenge is in the not knowing. For all of us, this is a common journey, one we will make to the other side sometime, though we do not know the day nor the hour. Perhaps the disciples needed to wake Jesus just to be sure he was still fully present. Oh, the security, knowing the beloved companions us, just as we are in our boat. Can't you see Jesus gazing into the eyes and heart of the person on their final journey, assuring them he is fully present. As they settle into that space of being silent and still, they too experience that final challenge of trusting this journey. Who is this? Even the wind and seas obey him. No need to be terrified when the one we can trust always in the boat, no matter what the weather. Who is this? This is Jesus, just as he was, who crossed to the other side in the boat and invites us to do the same. Whether living or dying, we are in the boat on the journey. We pray to realize we are always companioned on our everyday journeys. Amen.